This is Steve Hiles welcoming you to episode 4 of the Teacher Rockstar Podcast, a place where tips and strategies critical to the new teacher are discussed. Teachers are widely regarded as everyday superheroes thanks to the range of insane problems that they have to deal with on a daily basis, such as overbearing parents, budget cuts, and bad-tasting coffee in the lounge. Despite all these issues, though, the majority of them still show up to their classrooms with huge smiles on their faces, ready to walk their students through whatever lesson the curriculum calls for. Throughout their careers, teachers will undoubtedly run into problems that need more delicate and more creative solutions. Among these problems is a difficult class, or rather, dealing and controlling a difficult class. On today's episode of Teacher Rockstar, we're going to be talking about how new teachers can effectively manage a disruptive and difficult classroom without resorting to solutions that will embarrass or negatively affect their students. As a new teacher, there's a huge chance that you've encountered students who are difficult to deal with. They refuse to listen to you, and it seems as though they do everything they can to aggravate you, from not listening to the lesson to distracting their classmates and to disrupting the class. To quote child and adolescent psychiatrist Nancy Rappaport, these children represent the most challenging students in our classrooms today. Their mental health problems make it difficult for them to regulate their emotions and focus on learning. Often, they lack basic skills necessary to regulate their behaviors and sometimes to even recognize their own actions. They can be inflexible and have outbursts for no apparent reason, disrupting the classroom routine daily. They can disengage socially or be clingy, sleepy, or irritable. They can defy school personnel repeatedly and argue incessantly. They are the students who keep administrators up at night and the ones teachers dread having in class. Dealing with these types of students is arduous and exhausting enough as it is, but add an entire class to the mix, and it often feels downright impossible. And yet, having to handle and bring control to an unruly classroom is common in the teaching profession. Like it or not, there will be days when your students are perfect angels, as well as days when they're not. Sometimes this behavior is instigated by your another difficult student. While seeing one of these peers acting wildly and being disobedient can leave them feeling embarrassed or mortified, it can also have the opposite effect, and they may end up following their classmate's example. Other times, a class is unruly because they find the lesson neither important or interesting. They also act out when their teacher comes across as a pushover with little or no authority, or when they aren't being engaged enough, either by the material or by the one teaching it. If you're going through something like this with your class, then know that you're not alone. Across the globe, thousands, if not millions, of teachers are also experiencing the same thing. This is, after all, one of the unfortunate realities of the profession. Well, according to a study published by the Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development, research conducted over the past 30 years confirms that classroom management is truly a core ingredient of effective teaching. Effective classroom management's effect on student success has been determined to be one of the most powerful skills teachers need to master in their vocation. This research, combined with the realities of disruptive students and unruly classrooms, signifies the need for teachers to learn how to manage such situations. Not only will this reduce their stress and the number of headaches they suffer from it, but it will also help students enhancing their education and allowing them to learn better. So, how exactly can you effectively manage a disruptive and unruly classroom? Well, here are a few expert-recommended tips and tricks that you might consider. Understandably, many students consider themselves to be invisible in school, given how they're surrounded by nearly hundreds of their peers and are constantly inundated with homework. Because of this, they often feel as if their worth and value as individuals aren't being recognized. Their uniqueness, or what makes them distinct from the rest of their schoolmates, is swept under the rug and unacknowledged by adults. They may also feel as if their teachers don't really see them as actual people, but rather as mere vessels for the PowerPoints and textbooks that they use. This sensation of not being individuals is oftentimes what causes these kids to act out. They want to be noticed, craving to be seen as an individual, unique and distinct from other students. There are students who act out positively, striving to earn perfect scores in all their class subjects, and engaging in extracurricular activities that would allow them to shine even more. However, not all students are like this. Unfortunately, some of them go out of their way to disrupt lessons and to make the entire class mimic or reflect their behavior, all in the mistaken belief that this will bring them the attention that they desire. After all, attention is attention, regardless if it is good or bad. To combat this misguided attempt at recognition, experts recommend opening the lines of personal communication. Rather than limiting discussion on academic-related topics or any questions they might have about the assignment, teachers should also engage with their students on a much deeper level. For instance, simply asking them what they had for breakfast this morning goes a long way in making them feel as if they're individuals with their own unique thoughts and feelings, instead of mere receptacles for your lesson plan. According to the Waterford organization, students are more motivated to attend classes if they know that their teacher cares about them and will help them succeed. And by improving school engagement, these relationships can also improve academic achievement. As previously mentioned, disruptive and unruly behavior is often rooted in the unfulfilled desire to be noticed. Naturally, this can be reduced or even downright eliminated if teachers take the time to actually get to know their kids on a deeper, more personal level. Now, if this doesn't work, though, then it's time to bring out the big guns by exhibiting nonverbal signs of disapproval, such as pointed glances and deliberately walking towards them. For instance, imagine that you have a student in class who isn't paying attention or is busy fiddling around with their classmate's notebook. Naturally, their behavior is proving to be a distraction to those in their vicinity, and it doesn't take long for their classmates to also start fidgeting, with their minds obviously no longer on you or the lesson at hand. One of the most effective ways to bring their focus back to where it needs to be is by pausing and looking towards them, or walking towards them and stopping near their seats, all the while continuing on with the lesson. These are methods that are helpful in curbing any unwanted behavior and are used by millions of educators across the globe. These allow you to exhibit your disapproval and even your frustration without shaming or embarrassing the student in question, which can often cause them to act out even more. Teachers often complain about discipline, lack of attention and motivation, and many other problems, many of which lead to a breakdown in communication between teacher and students, or between students themselves. It is well known that speech is only one part of communication, yet teachers often forget about or underestimate the importance of nonverbal communication in their own and their students' performance. Did a study that was presented at the 2009 World Conference on Educational Sciences. It goes on to say that the use of eyes and facial expressions are considered as having a disciplinary function in most of the sources and are reported as having many related functions which help teachers in managing classrooms. If this nonverbal display of disapproval isn't working, though, then call the student's attention by directing a question towards them. Now, remember, we don't want to embarrass the student. So, for example, pretend that you have a student named Michael. who isn't paying attention and keeps talking with another student. Well, unfortunately, he can't seem to take the hint, even when you're already teaching from a few steps away from his seat. In cases like this, speak up and directly ask them a question. In Michael's situation, try something along the lines of, "Michael, would you agree that these two apples are of the same size?" Or, "Michael, what are your thoughts on the American Civil War?" Pointed questions like this are effective in prompting the misbehaving student to pay attention to the lesson without subjecting them to humiliation. It goes without saying that embarrassing them further will only lead to decreased class participation on their part. So that's something very important to kind of keep in mind. When it comes to managing a disruptive class, it can be tempting to introduce consequences and punishments, especially if the students are proving too much to handle. However, this can quickly backfire, and you might find yourself with more problems on your hands. According to Todd Finley, one of the world's top teacher bloggers, even when you feel like the entire class is misbehaving, there are always some kids following directions. Punishing the class as a group only incites further resistance. His sentiments are supported by Jeffrey Thomas, a lecturer in behavior management at the University of Tasmania, who wrote that while we might see initial compliance from collective punishment, there are two main reasons why this strategy should be dropped. First, it's morally questionable. And second, it's unlikely to produce more positive behavior in the long run. Many experts and educators have shared ideas on alternatives to collective punishment. For instance, Larry Ferlazzo, who writes the teacher advice column for Education Week Teacher, advocates for a gentle and respectful approach. He claims that speaking directly with the source of the misbehavior is much more effective than exhibiting anger or frustration in front of the entire class. What I usually do is go over to the area where I suspect the noise or projectile originated and quietly explain that I don't feel respected when this kind of thing happens. And since I feel like I show that I respect students at all times, I would hope they would want me to feel respected, he said. On the other hand, the education nonprofit organization, PlayWorks, recommends creating a collaborative contract with their students instead of implementing collective punishment. For instance, letting students participate in creating the classroom rules will allow them to feel ownership, providing extra motivation to uphold such rules. More than that, though, PlayWorks urges teachers to help their students develop self-control and their interpersonal skills by teaching them calming techniques, like counting backwards or visualizing certain images. These will give them a way to keep themselves in check whenever they themselves are getting agitated. There are a ton of ways to discipline students without resorting to keeping them inside the classroom during recess or assigning extra homework. More importantly, these alternatives do away with the embarrassment and humiliation that children often feel when called out or criticized for their behavior. It's clear from these expert-recommended tips and tricks that managing a difficult classroom is far from an insurmountable obstacle. Yes, it will be complicated and hard, but all it takes is creativity and patience on your part as their teacher. And at the end of the day, witnessing the awe and fascination that your students have as they learn about themselves, the community that they're in, and the world at large will be a more than satisfying reward. Thanks for listening to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles. We hope you've enjoyed listening to these expert-recommended tips and tricks on how to effectively control a disruptive and difficult classroom. If you're eager to hear more from us, then join us next week, same time, same place, when we will be discussing teaching and learning during a pandemic. And if you'd like a free Let's Write a Book resource for grades 3 through 5 students, which includes templates and step-by-step instructions, simply go to getstartedontherightfoot.com. That's getstartedontherightfoot.com. And don't forget to subscribe to us at Teacher Rockstar. And if you'd like to support us, then please feel free to share our podcast with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. And remember, teachers, you got this.